Welcome, welcome, and welcome, ladies and gentlemen. It is Rob Scarry, the Rob Scarry Show. All right, so, a zillion things to go over. I'm pretty speechless with what I'm watching right now. Seriously, I'm pretty speechless with what I'm watching right now. But first, let me give you programming notes. We will be off. I know. Relax. We will be off tomorrow, Friday, Monday, and Tuesday. Yes, relax. There's a lot of sighs going on right now. There's a lot of Megyn Kelly-like sighs. Sigh. You guys seen that, right? That's what she commented on Eric Trump's interview when he was talking about sexual harassment. She just tweeted, sigh. So I know there's a lot of sighs going on, but we are off. So just relax. We'll be back Wednesday, fresh and ready to go. You ask why we'll be off for these few days. I'm going to New York. Yes, I am. I'm going to New York. It is my birthday. And it will be a reveal party. Now, I haven't talked much about this. I haven't talked much about this because I think it's a jinx. But I will talk about it a smidgen. Smidgen. Some of you who listen to the show on a regular basis have picked up on a few of my words. But those of you who don't listen on a regular basis, maybe you tune in every other day or every 2 or 3 days, haven't picked that up. But my girlfriend of about 3 years, give or take a few months, is pregnant. Yes, she is pregnant. There's a human being growing inside of her stomach. Now, I do not know if that human being is a boy or is a girl, but that's going to be revealed Friday on my birthday. So that's the whole going to Rochester, where I'm from, to be with my parents. They're having like a party, which will be a cross. Be a cross birthday slash reveal party. Be cross partied. So that is why I will be going to Rochester. Yes. That is why I'll be going. So that is what's happening. Now, like I said, I have not talked about the child much because I don't want it to be a jinx. I don't want there to be a miscarriage or, I don't know, something funky to happen. We go and get more tests done, and the doctor says, oh, I have bad news. The child doesn't have any legs, or the child's got lobster hands, or the child's got a Zika. I don't know. It's in its 15th. This Tuesday will be the 15th or 16th 15th or 16th week. I think 15th week. So it's still early, you know. Bad things could still happen. So I don't like talking about it. So there you go. That's it. All right, now we move on. So we'll be back next Wednesday. Relax. Don't get goofy. Don't get kooky. I haven't left you for good. I haven't left you forever. We have not been taken off the air. So just relax. Anyways, let's get on to the news. So I am overwhelmed with let me tell you something. You know when you're this is what the media is basically, and we've talked about this repeatedly, but now it's like somebody telling you not to peek at your presence, and you keep trying to peek, and you keep getting caught, and you keep saying, okay, I didn't see what it is. I didn't see, but and it just keeps going on until finally the person goes, I know you know. Might as well just open it up. Just might as well open it up a week before Christmas, a week before. Whatever. Might as well. Just go ahead, do it. Or like a cookie. You're nibbling on a cookie. You just give up. You just say, whatever, fine. Just what's the point? You already know. What's the point? What's the point? You already know, or you're already doing it. Cat's out of the bag. Just go public. It's that. Apply that to however you want. That's the media now. For all the years, people's you guys are liberal media. There was always pushback. No. You're in the tank for all the Democrats. Doesn't matter who the Democrats are. You're in the tank. No. No, come on, no. Sure, we have some people that have donated to Democrat causes and to Democrat candidates, but by and large, it's neutral. It's, come on, no. You don't really have any evidence. Come on, no. So it was always just, like I said, no, don't do that. Don't don't eat that. Don't. Now, it's like, yeah, we are all liberals. We are the propaganda wing for the Democrats. Of course. We will create narratives. We will work with Democrats. We will do everything to keep Democrats in power. Of course. Now, from Wolf Blitzer dancing with the champagne in his hand with Dana Bash to Chuck Todd and Jake Tapper and the writers at Politico, just everybody coordinating stories with Debbie Wasserman Schultz or Clinton staffers. Who cares? It's like, you already know. What's the point? And that's where we are now. I woke up this morning. Now, the big news is the fact that, however you want to look at it, we paid Iran hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars to get hostages back. I mean, it's unprecedented. It really is. It's unprecedented. Unprecedented. Just the relationship that we have with Iran is unprecedented. It's not like Iran was a bad country and they went through a regime change. And then all of a sudden got in line with America and the rest of the West. Iran is still the same evil bastards they were 5 years ago, 4 years ago, 3 years ago. They're the same people that chant death to America. They're the same people that say we have to wipe Israel off the map. They're the same people that fund terrorism all across the world. They're the same people. Same people. They haven't changed. And we're doing just an unprecedented amount of business with, I mean, it's just bizarre. So this is a huge story. I mean, it's a monster story, and it broke last night. And I'm not talking about last night like 2, 3 in the morning. It broke last night like 6, 7. And that's my time. It's my time. So I wake up this morning, and right now it's still that way. And I click on my phone. I go on to CNN. And the top page is a picture of Trump kind of with this smile on his face. You know, that you've seen the weird picture of that smile and his eyes are kind of closed. GOP freaks out. And then there's all these little headlines. RNC chairman frustrated with Trump's refusal to endorse Ryan. Trump strange campaign. Flip-flop much? Other stories. DC transit cop accused of aiding ISIS. Big GOP donor backs Clinton. French president Trump gives me a retching feeling. Opinion. Answering the Trump's tax excuses one at a time. Opinion. Actually, Trump has a point. Combat tested B-1s to Pacific. Flood claim lives of rare rhinos. Private company gets okay to fly to the moon. North Korea missile lands in Japan zone. Katrina Pearson, Khan supports Sharia law. Then in quotes, he does not. Khan to Trump, return Purple Heart. Khan praised as an amazing man. Mystery whale shocks scientists. That's the headlines. That's what's on CNN. That's what's on CNN. And then more news and buzz after you go to a few ads. 33 U.S. military members get Zika. Goldberg, I'm not behind the View firing. Olympian racks up $5,000 Pokemon bill. Umpire ejects fan for heckling him. For USA ballers, Olympics like luxury cruise. Venezuela's cash may soon run out. Rare leopards born. Well, this is odd. Trump's Facebook page. So, those are the headlines. Nowhere. You just heard me. Nowhere. For, it leads with Trump and the freak out in GOP. And then works its way down. Nowhere. Nowhere is there the story, the Obama administration paying Iran hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars. And not just paying them hundreds of millions of dollars, but like you would see in some Chuck Norris movie or I mean, that's all I could think. I think of an 80s action movie with Chuck Norris or the other guy, the other fat, well, he's fat now, the karate guy with the ponytail, Seagal. I don't know why, but I envision it. I envision it because nowadays with money transfers and things of that nature, nobody puts cash on a pallet like they're stacks of food. I don't know. Stacks of cash on a pallet. And then somebody shrink wraps it so it doesn't, you know, spill out. And then that's airlifted. I swear this is real. And CNN, not talking about it at all. Not talking about it at all. Airlifted. $400 million in cash. And that's just the first payment. The first payment. It's amazing. Like I said, the media now is like, yeah, we're liberal. So what? Who cares? Get over it. Yeah, it is. Yeah, so what? Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. We're liberal. We're liberal. We are shills for the Democrats. We're shills for the liberal. For the liberal. For the liberal. We are. So what? It's amazing. It's amazing. And CNN is it's about Trump. And then you go to the TV program. Remember, Wolf Blitzer is to be the serious one of the network. So when Wolf Blitzer comes on, okay, when Wolf Blitzer comes on, it's supposed to signal seriousness. It's supposed to signal, nonpartisan. It's supposed to signal real news. It's not Don Lemon. It's not Anderson Cooper. It's real news. When Wolf comes on, you know it's real news. It's CNN real news. Wolf Blitzer, Tapper, real news. Now, of course, we know that's not the case. We know when Wolf Blitzer's dancing, woo, drinking champagne, that's not, it's just not something. Walter Cronkite wouldn't have been doing that. Okay, the guy that takes off the glasses and starts crying because JFK was shot. No. Sorry. Okay. Even the later guys, Tom Bro, for, come on. Brokaw, Brinkley, Peter Jennings. Remember Peter Jennings? Could you imagine Peter Jennings dancing? He's dancing with champagne. Woo, yeah. Jimmy Carter. Woo, yeah. It wouldn't happen. Like we talked about before, Dan Rather played his cards. He played his, I'm a liberal, now I'm going to play my liberal card, and I'm going to go after George Bush. That blew up in his face. He has no career. I mean, the guy's got no career. The guy was a face of news. Guy was a face of news. And he played that liberal card that I got it now. And he found himself with no job, and not just with no job, gone, vanished. Now, I mean, Wolf Blitzer does what Dan Rather got ostracized for on a daily basis. On a daily basis. So you go to CNN. It's 10:30. Not one mention. Not one mention. Not one mention. Of the ransom payoff. Instead, I heard this. There's absolutely no substantiated truth. Like, no one has come out and said this. No one has come out and said this, but I'm just astonished that there's talk. There's talk. It's a theory. But Trump could be getting ready to get out of the race. I swear to God, I watched Wolf Blitzer and Dana Bash talk about this. And Dana Bash goes, well, nobody's told us this, but it's a theory. You're reporting on a theory? And that's the headline at the bottom. It says, Trump could, GOP panicked. Trump could be getting out of the race. I mean, that's a big, big headline. That's something big to talk about. And nobody said that. No one has said that. No, not even inside sources. This is one of those theories. They're reporting on a theory. Is that amazing? I mean, seriously, is that amazing? I mean, that's the guy. That's the guy that's married. And after years of hiding his other life or his girlfriend, he just parades her around because everybody already knows. Even his first family knows. And they just go, just go ahead. I mean, now the media is just straight up, yes, 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 all you conservatives, all you Republicans, yes. We are Democrats, yes. That's how a state-run media works. That's how a regime works. That's how a corrupt system government controls the message. That's how it works. And that's the only way a regime stays in power. That's why every single dictatorship, they control the media. Look at China. Look at Turkey. Every single dictatorship, Russia, every single one of these countries controls the media. They control the internet. They control the messaging. That's the only way you stay in power. That's the only way you stay in power. And here we are in the United States of America, and the Democrats control the media. They control the message. They control what people are reading, what people are seeing, what people are saying. That's frightening. It really is. It's frightening. And I've said this before. After Clinton, okay, after Clinton and Bush came in, the Republicans legitimately went, all right, we have the White House. Now we have to appoint judges and we have to work really hard to elect congressmen and senators and governors and we have to govern and this is how we do it and we promote our ideas through our government and our work and our policies. And the Democrats sat there and went, no, we just got to control the media. That's all. And now for the next 4 to 8 years, we will work not to control the Senate, not to control the House, not to control governorships, state legislatures. No, not to put our ideas forth, not to create, you know, new concepts or new strategies or anything new, a new way to do. No, absolutely not. We are going to work for the next 4 to 8 years creating an infrastructure involving the media. I mean, Jeff Bezos, you can't get any more liberal than him. Him buying the Washington Post is something new. Zuckerberg, Facebook's something new. Television shows, late night TV, having just an agenda. That's all new. All this stuff is new. Wasn't like this before. This takeover, this hostile takeover, it doesn't happen overnight. It doesn't happen overnight. So the Democrats knew once they get power again, they will never lose it because they will build an infrastructure. They will take pages out of the Chinese playbook, the Russian playbook, the Turkey playbook, Hitler playbook. And as long as the American people don't know something or know something and it's controlled by that party, then that's all the people are going to know and believe. That's all the people are going to know and believe. If you get your information from 5 sources or 4 sources or 2 sources and one group controls those sources, then the only thing you're going to know is what that group tells you, regardless if it's true or not. You're only going to know what that group tells you. So if you're getting your information from 2, 3, 4 sources, and those 2, 3, 4 sources are controlled by one person, one group, and they're saying, there really is a Santa Claus. There really is a Santa Claus. You're going to say, there's a Santa Claus. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. And you're going to talk to people who don't get their information from those 4 sources or someone who doesn't get information on that topic at all. They're going by old information, common sense information. And now you say, you know, there's Santa Claus. What? What are you talking about? No, there's Santa Claus. There's Santa Claus. Go. You don't read the paper? No, I just I'm not big. You don't get the news? Nah. Okay, well, go there, go. And they go there and they go, oh wow, Santa Claus. For Wolf Blitzer and Dana Bash to be creating a narrative, and mark my words. This is going to be played on every single station. Just like Trump's speech was dark. It was dark. Who says it was dark? ABC, NBC, CBS, CNN, MSNBC. Remember, if all of these TV stations are saying one thing, and your Washington Post, your New York Times, your Huffington Post, your Vox, your Salon, your Daily Beast, your Beast, Beast Feed, whatever the hell it's called, Daily Beast, whatever, BuzzFeed, HBO, Comedy Central, the list goes on and on. If they're all saying the same thing, and you have one place on television, which is Fox News, saying the opposite, who looks like the kook? Who looks like the crackpot? Fox. They look like the crackpot. Because the person sitting there on the outside goes, well, these 27 people can't be wrong. What they're saying has to be right. You're not going to have 27 people wrong. So Fox is the crazy ones. They're the whack jobs. All these websites are saying the same thing. This one website called Breitbart News, they're saying the opposite. They're the whacks. They're the kooks. They're the nuts. See how that works? You guys see how that works? And it's so obvious in the sense of talking to a liberal. When I talk to my dad, it's like I'm listening to MSNBC. It's like I'm listening to CNN. And a lesser extent, when I talk to my mom. I mean, my dad's 78, so he's not digging for news in the sense that he reads something or hears something and goes, you know, I know some conservative websites. Let me see what the other side is saying. I mean, okay, Breitbart. Oh, let me go to Facebook. I follow some people on Facebook. Let me see. My dad doesn't do that. My mom does a little bit. But when I talk to them, it's talking points from CNN. So, Rob, as my dad said, did you see what your boy did today? What? Oh, man, you know, what he said about that con kid. What do you mean he said about the con? He said, you know, he's not like a war hero. I never heard that, because that's now a story that's dwarfed. Like this whole con debate is now morphed into Trump questioning if the son is like a legitimate war hero. Seriously, that's how it slipped in. That's how it slipped in. And I just like, oh my God. It's criminal. I mean, it really is criminal. It's criminal. What the media and the Democrats and this administration are doing. It really is. It's just criminal. And if I wanted to be an over-the-top conspiracy theorist, I would say they're setting up for Obama third term. That's what I say. That's what I say. They're setting up for an Obama third term. I mean, they're having panels. They're having segments discussing if Trump is sane. Like, if he's actually sane. And when you hear Obama go, fit, he's not fit. He's not fit. What's that mean? Like, fit. Everybody, you don't want a crazy person in the White House. You don't want somebody who legitimately is insane. So you got Obama starting to talk about Trump not being fit. You have just around the clock news stories going after Trump. You have CNN, MSNBC, the rest of the media starting to talk about Trump's mental capacity. So now you say, Rob, how does this become an Obama third term? How does this become what? Remember, Obama and the Obama team, they don't like Hillary Clinton. They really don't. Axelrod, that whole crew, they do not like Hillary Clinton. And you know, and I know, there's a lot of stuff that is out there, whether they're in the 33,000 emails that have been deleted, or they're floating around with the WikiLeaks guy. Who knows? But you know there's something. And just imagine, you have the narrative, Trump being insane, Trump being crazy, Trump being the chin gigante wandering around in his bathrobe. And you get closer and closer and closer to the election. Closer and closer and closer. And then, poof, something drops about Hillary. Something drops about the Clinton Foundation. Something drops involving Comey and the FBI. Something happens that takes Hillary down. Like, down, out, gone, jail, something. Something. And then, of course, Trump is certifiable. And then Obama and the crew go, you know what? We're suspending the election. We are doing something that's unprecedented. But what just occurred in the past week is unprecedented. Never have we been in a time in our great country where we've had one candidate from a major party get indicted or just arrested. Forget indict, arrest. I mean, just gone. And another candidate not being fit to serve office. So with that being said, this great country is too important. Too important to be put in the hands of somebody who's crazy. I will stay on as president. I will stay on until we can sort this mess out, until we could start this process over again. It shouldn't take more than 6 months. But it's the best thing for the American people. Now, if you have Obama's approval rating at, say, 53, 54, 55%, that means you have slightly a little majority of the people that like Obama, that approve Obama. And if you have the media, which the Democrats own, Obama controls, the Democrats control, creating this story, this narrative, people aren't going to complain. People, the majority of the people are not going to complain. They're going to say, hey, it's for the good of all of us. It's for the good of all of us. What would have happened if Trump became president and the day one he took office, he fired missiles, he nuked everybody who was ever mean to him? Can't have that. So I'd rather do something unprecedented, like having our election suspended, than possibly having a world war. So it's all good. It's for our children. And it gets sold that way. And that's how people rationalize it. Yeah, I know it's a theory, but hey, Wolf Blitzer and Dana Bash are talking about theories. They're talking about theories as it's news.
Well, you know, Dana, there's a theory that Trump is going to be dropping out of the race.
Yeah, Wolf, that's a theory that's been kicked around. Now, there's no one that's substantiated that. There's no proof to that, but it's a theory.
Yeah. Very, 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 very troubling for the GOP.
Yes, it's a theory, though. Well, yes,
I know. But it's big, big news.
Big news? Big news on a theory you and Dana must have came up with an hour before with Jeff Zucker. It's amazing. It's just amazing that this whole thing is just amazing. And no one's talking about Iran and the fact that we gave them $100 million in cash, wrapped up cash. Just amazing. I'm telling you, it's amazing. And as I click on CNN, the headline on the website is GOP's Trump freakout, still there, but five headlines down, State Department says Iran money was not ransom payment. And that was updated 18 minutes ago. And it's 5 to 11. Imagine that. A story that's this big that popped last night gets posted 18 minutes ago. Still underneath Trump and the GOP freakout. It's just insane. Seriously, it's insane and it's scary. If you're not scared by this, I don't know what to tell you, man. I don't know what to tell you. I mean, seriously, it's scary. Absolutely scary. Absolutely, it's you should be terrified. should be terrified that this is happening. That the media, it's terrifying.
And hell, again, you've got the Clinton cat. You know, we talked about this yesterday, the Clinton Cash movie. I mean, it's an amazing movie based off an amazing book, and you've never heard about it on CNN. The fact that John Podesta, Clinton's campaign manager, guys that he's been with Clinton and Bill Clinton for years. The guy made millions and millions and millions of dollars off of Russia while Hillary Clinton was in the State Department, and nobody is talking about it. Nobody. I'm telling you, this is a scary time. This is a scary time. This is a frightening time. When you're seeing the media and every aspect of it so entrenched with the political party. And I would be saying the same. Listen, I'd be saying the same thing if it was Republicans. I would. I'd be saying the same thing if it was Libertarians. If you had the media entrenched with the Green Party and every channel you put on talked about Priuses, talked about biofuel and you know, whale watching, I don't know, whatever the Greenpeace people want. Every channel and every internet site and every newspaper and no matter where I walked, the news and the radio, just everything was about Greenpeace. I would go, wow, this is like some 12 monkey stuff. This is bizarre. This is crazy. That's why I say on the show, if the Republicans want to control the White House, they want to have their policies in place, they want to, you know, shape the hearts and minds of the people, they have to control the media. That's it. That's the only way you can do it. And that will never happen. They're never going to get control of CNN, MSNBC, NBC, Washington Post, LA Times, New York Times, Daily Beast. They're not going to get control. They're not going to get control of NBC programming, CBS programming. It's not going to happen, but that's the only way. You can't win at the ballot box if the people that are going to the ballot box are listening to a message that's opposite. That's opposite. It doesn't happen. It's impossible. It's impossible. It's an impossible task. Do you understand? It's an impossible task. It's an impossible task. It's an impossible task. It's just, it's frightening. It really is, man. It's frightening. It's absolutely frightening. Absolutely frightening. The headline, Trump speaks live amid reported turmoil. And it's amazing how they're just indulge me for another minute. And it's amazing how everybody's reporting on the fact that Trump said he's not ready to endorse Paul Ryan or John McCain. That seems to be nobody talks about the fact that Paul Ryan and John McCain, every second they get, every chance they get, talk bad about Trump. I mean, I of course she's partisan because it's her father, but every once in a while when I'm driving around at night, well, I'm going to the store. I don't want to sound like I'm some kind of a cruising stalker, you know, scouring Santa Monica Boulevard, cruising. I'm going to Ralph's, or, you know, I'm going to the dollar store, or I'm waiting in line in El Pollo Loco, the crazy chicken. And I got Meghan McCain on, that dingbat. And she goes, I just don't understand. Donald Trump should be focused on Hillary Clinton. Instead, he's talking about my dad. He's talking about Paul Ryan. And I'm just sitting there going, but and Paul Ryan came out first. Here's Trump dealing with this con stuff. He's dealing with CNN. He's dealing with the entire media universe going after him. And John McCain comes out and goes after Trump. Paul Ryan comes out and goes after Trump. And then people like Meghan McCain are shocked that Trump would then go after them. They're shocked. It's amazing. And the media now is playing that same game. To like, Donald Trump, he's, again, crazy. He's going after people in his own party. But they went after him. They went after him. Everything, anything that Paul Ryan and John McCain, they think they don't, whatever. If Trump farts in the microphone, they'll say, you know what, we don't agree with him farting in the microphone. They don't have to say that. Say nothing. The same thing they say to Trump. Trump, you don't have to open your mouth all the time. You could just say nothing. The same can be said for the McCains and the Paul Ryans. Shut up and don't say anything. That Meghan McCain, just a lollipop head. I just don't understand. What do you mean you don't understand? Well, my dad is a war hero. So if anybody could talk about the military, if anybody has the right, it would be my dad. Yeah. It's stupid. Your dad's not talking about the military. Your dad's going after Trump. You stupid. Stupid. Same thing, media. Stupid. You're stupid. Telling you guys, it's dangerous. This is a dangerous time right now. It's a dangerous time. Dangerous. Absolutely dangerous. It's frightening. Just remember, I've said this. It's frightening. So, Rob Zicari Show, we're going to take a quick break. And then we're going to talk about Iran. I'm sorry I had to go on this this rant. Sorry. Sorry. And it was supposed to be about Iran. And it will be about Iran. We're going to go back to Iran. But then we'll probably wind up going back to what we just talked about.